Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Antigua and Barbuda, Anguilla, Montserrat, Barbados, St. Vincent, Trinidad and Tobago. Good morning, Africa, United Kingdom, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and good morning to the United States. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Today is not a sunny day. It looks like we're going to be getting rain all day, but because we don't have control over rain or sun, and we do need both, we're just going to say thank you for the rain, because then we'll have our plants. Some of us still have our gardens going, though summer is almost over. So we're just going to give God thanks for the rain that we're going to be getting today. For those of you listening for the first time, this is Dr. Yurita Taylor, author of His Strength in My Weakness, A Journey of Brokenness, Breakthrough, and Transformation. My book can be found on ZulonPress.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and Amazon.com. And if you're in Antigua, you could stop by the Methodist Bookstore and Best of Books to pick up a copy. 2 weeks ago, I started to speak on abuse. I spoke of the emotional abuse some of us go through on a daily basis and how much words hurt. Despite the cliche, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can do me no harm. That statement, I explain, is a false statement. Those are words. And words can hurt. It discourages us sometimes from being all who we are meant to be. Because sometimes a person might call you an idiot. They might say that you're stupid, you're fat, you're ugly. It discourages you because it diminishes you as a person. You feel like you're just worthless. So words can do hurt. And I did mention that in my podcast 2 weeks ago. Last week, I spoke on the physical abuse and how physical abuse could be hidden, it could be pushing, shoving, or sometimes one can use weapons. And we've heard in the news time and time again how sometimes it can be fatal. You're in a physical abusive relationship and it doesn't stop, and sometimes the person ends up dead. Most importantly, I mentioned that abuse is not gender prone. Both men and women can be abusive. That said, today I'm going to speak on neglect. Neglect is a form of abuse also. I did a little research on the word neglect, and when I looked at it, it shows that some of the times a physical abuser or emotional abuser have been neglected as a child. And when you really think about it, it's like, okay, how do you know a person's been neglected? Because when we talk of abuse, most of the time people are talking about physical abuse. You know, you see the marks on another person's body, the bruise, the black eyes, you know, they fell on the steps a million times. But how do you know a person who has been neglected and know that that's abuse? As a child, sometimes you grow up and there's not enough food to eat. You don't have clothes to wear. You don't even have a place called home. Those are neglect and it's abuse. I know sometimes there's situations where we just can't afford everything we want to give our children. Those are not what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that every child needs to have their own bedroom in the house. No, that's not abuse. Abuse would be, you know, and I've seen this so many times where the parent might be getting food stamps and there's no food in the house. The children are there. There's no food in the house. Yet the parent is getting food stamps. They're selling the food stamps or they're using it and buying what they themselves need. And there's nothing for the children. So then the kids, they go to school and they're hungry. Or you see the children, they're in the same dirty clothes all the time. And I'm not saying that as children, as parents, we always have everything that our children need to give them. But think about the repercussions that a child goes through when they're being neglected. They are asking themselves, why am I here? I'm hungry. I have nothing to eat. And the bare necessities that we're supposed to give our children, they don't have. And these things causes sleep problems. The child might be depressed, anxiety. Sometimes they create mental health issues, or they become abusers themselves. Sometimes you're in the same home with your parents, and your parents are not there. They're there physically, but the emotional connection is not there. You can't even ask your parents a question because they're so tied up in their own world that they don't even notice the child. These are all abuse. It's emotional neglect. Or the parents are gone working so much because they think, well, okay, I need to have everything that comes out on the market, the latest car. I need to have a big house. I need to make sure I'm not poor again. I need to have a million shoes. And they work around the clock and spend no time with their children. That creates a problem. Yes, we want our children to have more than we do. We want them to have a better life than we did. But we're also creating issues. And I think that's why God is saying, and I'm going to paraphrase, we're not supposed to be trying to acquire everything we can on earth. We're here, we're supposed to be spending time with each other. See, some people out there, they don't believe in God. But when you really think about it, if we even try to do half of what he says, stop trying to worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear. He will take care of that. All we need to do is love one another. We need to look out for each other, spend time with each other, help each other. The world would be in a different place because our focus would be on the love that he wants us to give each other. So then when you have parents who are going to work and they're working 12 hours a day and they're gone so much, how much time do they actually have to spend with their wife and kids and to give them that connection that they need? Children practice what they see. And if they're living in a home where they can't speak because nobody is listening, they lash out because they want to be heard, but they're not being heard. And as they're not being heard, they don't know how to connect with others. Imagine yourself in a relationship with someone. They're trying to conversate with you. In your childhood, you were neglected. You're either going to do one or the other. You're either going to take your mind to a different place because you don't even know how to connect and even listen to that person to hear what they're saying. Because you're not accustomed to that. You're not even accustomed to somebody listening to you. So to have someone listen to you or you listen to that person is like a foreign language. Or that person is speaking to you and you already have the answer. You already have the answer because you haven't made the connection what that person's saying to you. That person might be telling you, talk about the relationship. Okay, this is what's going on in a relationship. I feel like we're not connecting. And that person is telling you, this is where we're not connecting on. You're saying some things that makes no sense. Your words are coming off really harsh. And in your mind, you're thinking, why should I listen to them? Nobody listened to me. And I don't even know how to relate to what that person is saying. And it makes the relationship hard. And then you as the neglected person, then you lash out. Then it might stem into a physical abuse or the emotional abuse. You're screaming, you're yelling, you're shouting, the name calling. You're dehumanizing the person. And they feel less of a person because of that dark place inside of you, that place that never felt worthwhile, made you feel like a person. And I know I keep saying as a child, but that's where neglect starts as a child. When you get older, it's different. And a person who has been neglected as a child, I'm sorry to say, but they become abusers most of the times. And I just want to stop right here and say, once again, abusers are not just men. It's not just women. Abusers is not gender prone. It can be man. It can be woman. It has no face on it that says Dr. Yurita Taylor is an abuser. You cannot tell, because some of the times we abuse our spouse and our children at home, and we go out there and we have the biggest smile on our face. And no one can see that torment inside of you, that place that you want someone to reach so you could feel like, you know what, my life is worth it. And you talk and nobody listens, or you don't talk. But the frustration, that unsatisfied person is still inside, waiting for someone to sympathize with, to have some empathy, and says, I'm sorry this happened to you. How can we fix this? Because sometimes that's all it takes, for someone to listen to you, not try to devalue anything you say or make you feel like, you know what, you're just complaining. You're always over-processing things. No, when a person try to tell you, have a genuine conversation with you, take the time out to listen, because sometimes, you know what? It's worth listening to before that person even take their life or continue to be in an abusive situation. So let's take the time out. And I know that we're all busy. We're all so busy. The coronavirus happened, and I'm telling you, I'm more busy than before the coronavirus. Yes, we're all busy. But let's take the time out for the people that we say we love and listen to them. And if you've been paying attention all along, you will know when something is wrong with your loved ones, because they either become withdrawn, or they lash out in other ways, or they just disappear. They're just not at home as much as often. You will know. And then if you're not paying attention, it creates another issue. We're creating too many issues for this small world. Life is so short. We say that all the time. That's one of the most said phrases in the world. Life is short. But when life is short, what are we doing with this short life that we have? Why are there so much abuse in the world? Why? One good thing I noticed this morning, I said to myself, I would say on my podcast, is we have done something really amazing. We have been having less children. And my grandparents and my grandmother, I think, had 11 children. I think it was 11 or 12, I'm not sure. They had way more children than what we have now. The majority person today have 2 children. Some people have 1, some have none. But really, do you find anybody having 11 children anymore? One of the good things is television is in now. They didn't have TV then. So TV is in, and birth control are listed all the place, which is good. So since we're having less children, let's try to make time for them. I mean, a few minutes a day. Ask them how their day going. How's their schoolwork? What did you do today? And sometimes, yeah, the kids don't want to talk. But once you pay attention to them, you will see when something is wrong. I try to spend time with my boys, but from the time they turned teenagers, I became the enemy. It was wrong to be seen in public with me, because I'm mom. And I'm not a perfect mom, but I know when there's something wrong with them, because they each one have different behaviors. And I don't want them to turn out to be abusers. I don't. You don't want your children to turn out to be abusers. Because the worst thing for a mother to hear is her son hitting on another woman, being a rapist, their daughter hitting on a man, neglecting the children, not giving the children something to eat. We don't want to hear that about our children. So let's take that little time out to spend time with them. Spend some time with your spouse. Let them say, listen to them when they tell you what's bothering them, because no two people are the same. None. You hear, oh, we have similarities. We have a lot of similarities. We hear that from time to time. But no two people are the same. One might bother your husband or wife, might not bother you. But don't just discount them because you think, well, okay, they shouldn't be so sensitive. No, you listen to that person and take what they say and try to decipher it in your own mind and see how you can change that. Because nobody's perfect, but we have to try to find a way where we stop abusing each other. There's so much darkness in this world. There's more darkness than light, and that's not what God intended at all. It's not. And no, we're not going to be perfect because Jesus Christ is the only perfect being. But we can try harder to be better humans. We can't say we love someone, but then when they have a problem, we don't listen to them. We need to take the time out. And when we're having children, take that time out to spend with them. Spend some time with them. And sometimes they don't want to. They don't want to. But at least let them know that you're there. My boys, if you guys are listening to this, I'm here. However, I've always told you guys, there's five of us in our circle. And there's still five of us in our circle. We can do so much better as human beings. We can. But we get so caught up in the things that God said we shouldn't get caught up in. We get caught up in working as many overtime as we can because guess what? We need more money to buy fast food. We need more money to buy a house. We need more money to buy a car. And then we're going to die and leave it here. And people are going to be fighting over what we've left and we leave here. Let's try to spend time with the people that we say we love. And let's try to put a stop to all these abuse. Children practice what they see. Parents, I say this to you. Try to do better with your children. You will never be a perfect parent, never. None of us. I'm not a perfect parent. But just try to be there for your children because we have to put a stop to this abuse. Our young men, our black young men, have been labor angry for so long. Let's do our part to let them stop being labor angry. Nobody ever look and see that we have good black men. Society have labeled them. And some of it is from the neglect they have experienced as children. Let's hold our black men up. Let's hold them up. And when they fall down, let's build them up. Because we can't undo what was done, but we can do better for what haven't been started yet. Let's do our part in raising our children the right way. And like I said, we're not going to be perfect. None of us are perfect. Today you might lash out. But if you have been speaking to your children in love, if your children know that you have been there, your partner know that you have been there, in the day that you lash out, they won't hold it against you because they know everybody's entitled to a bad day and it happens. And then you'll come back together. But if you're lashing out all the time, when you do try to do something nice and be nice, they'll be like, uh-oh, what's going on here? Do I need to tread on this? Let's be better people. Okay, let's pray. Father God, thank you for this day that you have woken me up this morning to see. Thank you for these words that you have put in my heart to share with your people. And Father God, all we're praying for is a change. We're praying for a change, God, because we need a change. This world is not the way you want it to be. We have made such a mess of it. But we need you to help us to fix it. So if my words could reach anyone, dear God, let that be so and that change start. Because change starts small. It starts small. And that's all we need to do. Get up every day, dear God. Show us how to get up every day to make that effort. To start to make that change. To reverse a cycle of abuse that keeps going on. There's physical abuse, emotional abuse, neglect abuse. And then next week I have another topic on abuse. There's so much that's going on that make this world such a dark place. Yet you created beautiful every day. Though I don't see the sun right now, dear God, you're sending us rain. You give us everything that we need. Yet we are not satisfied. And you said in your word that when we're not satisfied, we argue, we fuss, we fight. So what is it going to take to help us to be satisfied, dear God? Show us how we can love ourselves so we can give love to others. Help us not be full of ourselves, dear God, that we don't see when we hurt others. Help us to be mindful of the way we treat people. Father God, I give you all the praise today and all the glory. Thank you once again for waking me up this morning. I struggled this week with my health, but you stood by me, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you for everyone that you're standing by. Help us to be better people. Help us to be loving. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Listeners, you guys have a blessed day today, and know that change can happen. It starts with all of us. Help us to love others and not to be neglectful. God bless you.